Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Just Our Look podcast. Of course, it's me, your host, Key. Oh my God, I just rapped, but I'm not going to do anything else because I'm really bad at freestyles. And that is not why you're still subscribed to this podcast. But anywho, hello, how's it going? How you doing? Missed ya. Haven't heard from ya. Just like you haven't heard from me. I am literally so excited to be talking to you guys again. And by you guys, I mean this microphone in front of me and nobody else really here to contribute to this conversation. I know what you're thinking. Girl, it has been a year and a half since the last time we got an episode. Well, what's going on with that? And I hear you and I see you. In short, no excuses, I did not have the creativity, guys. I literally needed a year and a half to figure out what the heck I was doing in order to bring back season two. So if this is your first time coming across this podcast, what is Just Our Look? Who is this girl talking to me? Why is she so annoying? I have all the answers for you. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for clicking play. I really appreciate it. But my name's Key. I am now 24 years old, class of 2020. So yes, a pandemic graduate. And I started the Just Our Look podcast simply because times were rough. We were out here roughing it. And by we, I mean class of 2020. Class of 2021, kind of. It was just really ghetto, really hard, really rough. And at a certain point, I was like, you know, guys, we need community. We need other people to listen to bounce ideas off of, to figure out how the hell we're supposed to be graduating college and becoming adults. And the world is quite literally burning at our feet, you know? So that was the primary reason I created Just Our Love podcast. If you go back to listen to season one, I pretty much interviewed like all of my friends who wanted to talk about, you know, where they were in their lives at the time, whether it have been starting their first job, whether it have been taking a gap year before going back to grad school, or going straight into grad school as we were still in this pandemic. It was just a really fun time for me to just like try and create a community of, you know, us hashtag Zentennials, trademark still pending, and what the hell was going on. So that's where we left off for season one, and I was really happy with it. You guys listen to it, which is still really surprising because I have like four friends. So anything surpassing the number four really just surprised the hell out of me. But fret you not, because we are back for season two. So this episode is pretty much just going to be a welcome episode, a catch up, if you will. You know, you tell me where you've been. I'll tell you where I've been. Even though I really don't know where you've been and you kind of like can't tell me right now in this moment, but you know, feel free to just chat. Let me know, talk in your car, talk to your AirPod, your wired headphones, whatever. And let's just dig into it because I missed y'all. All right. So a lot can happen in a year and a half. Is probably like the biggest understatement that I've probably ever said. But fret you not, there will probably be something else I will say that'll just, you know, be another biggest understatement. But let's see. Last season, where I ended off at season one, I was working at a media agency and they were working me to the bone, girl, working me to the bone. Since then, I have left that job. And I've started, I'm still in digital media, but I'm now working for a retailer. Work-life balance is chef's kiss, significantly better than where I was, you know, in 2021 and beginning of 2022. And no shade to my old job. Like, I love the people I met there. However, agency life is just not for me. Some people love it. Some people excel at it. There was not enough disassociating to get through that. It was time for your girl to go. So I am at a completely different job. What else? I am making sure I put more time and effort into my hobbies and my other passions. So this is going to be really crazy for me to say, but like, I am trying to be the next Issa Rae, the next Quinta Brunson. Like, your girl is working hard with the screenwriting. She's going in. And let's just say that when the moment comes, like, don't be like, oh my God, how did she get here? You can come back to this podcast, okay? Because if there's one thing I'm going to do, it's make my dreams come true. I said that with so much seriousness and all the theater kid confidence in me. So I'm sorry for you to have listened to that. But that's just, you know, where we are. I'm 24, which is like a little crazy because I'm approaching my mid-20s. But as are all of my friends, you know, who I graduated with in 2020. Let's see what else. Oh my gosh, I'm considering grad school. And I know if you listen to season one and you're listening to this episode right now, you're like, Kimani, shut up. And you're right. No, I do need to shut up because I literally don't know if I'm getting this urge to feel like I need to go to grad school, because I legitimately think it will help me go farther in my career, you know, especially as a Black woman. You know how they like to discriminate in corporate America. But at the same time, like, I'm trying to create media and trying to like create new things. So do I really need an MBA to assist with that? I don't know. I get these ideas and then I see how far I can go. So let's see if this thought freaking continues. I have no idea. That's pretty much it. I feel like a new job, growing passions. I'm just really hopeful about my future. In all seriousness, I like to say I'm like an optimistic, realist person. I definitely am, you know, very much aware of things that need to pay the bills. I have the mentality of a starving artist, but not actually, because girl, I cannot starve. Are you kidding? Absolutely not. So that's pretty much like all that really matters about where I am now, I guess. And you know, anything I forgot, you'll definitely hear me rant and ramble about it through the season. But I just want to let you guys know what to expect as we dig into season two. So it'll be a combination of, you know, the old format from last season and a few new things. To start off, you will be getting a few more solo episodes from me. I've been thinking, she's using her brain, you know, and noticing things going on in our culture around people our age, etc. So I have some really interesting topics that I want to talk about that I'll be, you know, getting more insight through like Instagram polls and things like that. So that's really exciting. Just a few snippets of what these solo episodes will consist of, you know, getting hobbies, the great myth of, you know, tattoos and piercings really messing up your opportunity in corporate America. Really. And I don't want to say mental health as like, you know, the catchy buzzword, but how we can prioritize our health, especially as we are working adults now. And this whole thing about jumping around, because what the hell? What's going on with that? I'm tired of older people looking at multiple jobs and, you know, a short amount of time as a bad thing, rather than us as young people finding what works for us. And then also, guys, we're gonna do a coffee chat episode, because let me tell you something, not only in the year and a half was I not recording this podcast, but I was figuring out how to talk to strangers. And if you know me in real life, I do not do that, at least soberly. And I don't mean to seem that like I have like, you know, a drinking problem, but I am extremely awkward when it comes to small talk. I think it's pretty stupid, if I'm being honest. I like having conversations of, you know, death, substance, gossip, you know, like any other regular person. If you came up to me and asked about the freaking weather, girl, you got about 3 sentences from me before I run out of things to say. So it is truly a feat that I have mastered the coffee chat. So I'm so excited to share that with you guys, because, you know, did I feel like I did a thing? Yes. Did I feel like I killed it? Yes. Was I over here talking to people who don't even know who I am? And will they remember me? I don't know. But it's an accomplishment, and I'm going to run with it for as long as I can. And then, of course, like I said earlier, we'll be back to the old formats. I'll be interviewing a few more people, friends, of course, who graduated class of 2021. We get to hear about their experiences, you know, their paths. You know, I have one interview with a freelancer. I have another interview with someone who's working in the agency life right now. And then I have somebody else who's working in HR, which is literally so exciting because I have been hunting for the HR girlies. So I hope you're excited because I'm really freaking excited. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys. And I just really hope that we can continue to have these fun, meaningful, purposeful conversations. And get ready because it's going to be a phenomenal season 2. And I promise I won't wait a year and a half to figure out what I'll do for season 3. And then lastly, just to end on this note, the theme of this season is breaking out the mold. Primarily, you know, with the topics and the people I'm interviewing, like I just mentioned, the season is really going to explore how, you know, us as, my favorite word, Zentennials, but also Gen Zers, you know, how we're breaking out the mold of our respective field or our industry, if we're contributing to the status quo, if we're looking to create a new one, you know, or if we're just looking to freaking break the status quo and, you know, non-existent. So once again, I'm so freaking excited. Thank you for hanging out with me and listening to me. Oh, and another really important thing, Spotify besties, I know you're out there. You can rate me 5 stars now. Yes, yes, yes. So you're literally on the app. So just like click 5 stars. Tell everybody I'm fantastic and amazing. You learn so much because we just get to like learn from each other, and I'll love you forever. So thank you so much, and I'm so excited to get into season 2 of the Just Our Luck podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Key, and I hope you have a phenomenal week. Bye!